This is Ozarks at Large. I'm Kyle Kellums. Friday night, you can find out what can happen to a discarded bicycle wheel when in an artist's care. The Wheels fundraiser at the Omni Center for Peace, Justice, and Ecology in Fayetteville will benefit the program called Safe Routes to School. The Bicycle Coalition of the Ozarks is using a grant from the Arkansas Highway and Transportation Department to put a bicycle education curriculum into several Fayetteville elementary schools. Friday night's event at the Omni Center will help raise more money for the Safe Routes to School program with a silent auction of the bicycle wheels turned art. Many local artists were simply given a wheel and told to use their imagination. Recently, two of the organizers of Friday night's event, Kelly Mulholland and Donna Sterna, the musical duo Still on the Hill, came to our studio to give us a preview. Donna says some of the wheels the artists used have gone through quite a metamorphosis.
Most of them have been transformed. Some you can't even tell it's a bike wheel anymore, and that's half the fun of it. And to see how each artist's own personality went into the wheel.
You mentioned that some you can't tell are wheels, or didn't start as bicycle wheels. Cindy Arcegas is one that comes to mind.
Absolutely.
That's wax that she's
worked
with?
Yeah, she does a process called encaustic. It's a wax and a resin. I don't really know all the technical aspects of it, but it's a very beautiful technique. So she wallpapered the wheel with newsprint and then did her encaustic with these fish swimming across it. And if you hold it to the light, you can still read some of the newsprint, and she picked newspapers that had real significant messages on them. So it's a really, really very beautiful piece.
The result is very serene. I love, when I look at that, it just calms
me down. It's like
the ocean.
Yeah, you know, it's like the ocean.
I'd love to have that in my home.
I know. I want all these pieces, actually.
this one, you don't really see the spokes. It's more of a covered sort of thing. Mm-hmm. Now, Emily Cates, who we all know is a musician, you can definitely tell this is a bicycle wheel, though it's not one you've seen before.
I thought this is, you know, it's funny how each one of these kind of reflects the personality of whoever made it pretty clearly. This one is twisted. And of course, it's Emily Cates, but I went on delivering the wheels. We got them from local bike shops who donated them. And so I was taking them around to each of the artists and letting them choose between about 8 or 9 wheels. And of course, Emily chooses the one that's all mangled.
Kind of looked like a taco shell, you know.
And then she turned it into what she calls the webmaster, which has got yarn and...
Like a spider web. It has actually a little glitter spider in it. So it's the webmaster. It's a little spider web wheel.
It's all Emily there.
Some other artists who haven't completed yet include Hank Kaminsky.
Yes, and Joanne. Yes, they're doing pieces, and Hank is they're both very excited about their pieces. Hank says his is totally different than anything he normally does with his art, so he's getting to explore another arena, so to speak. Dagan Ames is doing a freestanding piece. Pathwalker is doing a piece.
Did you have any artists that kind of scratched your head and said, boy, I don't know what to do with it?
We all did.
Did you run into anyone who had ever used a bicycle wheel as art before?
Dagan Ames, I believe he said that he had been exploring. He's part of the Bike Coalition, and I think he's been exploring some art with wheels, I believe. But everybody else, it's kind of, you know, Cindy Wiseman.
A few people did pull out and didn't come through, but that's okay. You know, that's kind of be expected, you know, because everybody's so busy.
And sometimes inspiration just doesn't, strike you.
Mm-hmm. Right.
Dan Dean has created one that he calls the Wheel Mandala.
That's one of my favorites. He did. It is much like a mandala. It's made of bicycle parts, inner tubes that are woven together, chains, bicycle reflectors. You would not know that it's any of these things. When you look at it, you can't tell that it's a wheel, really, unless you really inspect it closely. It's very colorful. It's very beautiful. I know I'm going to be bidding on that one. So,
Donna, you have... a wheel that you did, and you call it Shakespeare's wheel.
Yes, that was really fun. I found a Shakespeare quote that says, "Fortune, good luck, smile once more, turn thy wheel." So Kelly made a little frame for me for the wheel, and I have a gold disc behind the wheel, and in front there's a little wheel you turn, and it makes the spoke, the wild platter in the back turn. So it's pretty kaleidoscopy and kind of gaudy.
Kelly, you created a piece of art as well out of a bicycle wheel, and you brought it in.
I did, I, like everybody, just kind of scratching my head looking at this wheel, and first thing I do is reach out and touch one of the spokes, and I hear this kind of like, ding, I think, And so I and then I started thinking about how I could make some kind of musical instrument out of the spokes themselves. And I had this old chest of drawers I've been hanging on to forever because it had really nice wood on the front, kind of a curved piece of ash that's very beautiful and very old, as an antique. And so I chopped it up and turned it into a resonator box to hold the wheel. And the thing is, it's got there's little picks embedded all over it. There's several picks working at once, so you're not just hearing one pick. And then there's all these little levers. I've got two bass strings running through the body, and then there's tiny little levers that get flicked once every revolution that play the strings, so they accompany all the tines. And I guess I can give you a sampling.
Yes,
I
would like it. And you call this?
Oh, this is called the Spokelodeon.
The Spokelodeon. So this is going to be the worldwide radio debut
of
a Spokelodeon.
Yes,
I think
is,
so.
He worked on this for, I can't even count how many hours.
I can believe that looking at it.
It is exquisite.
Okay, here we go. Are you ready?
Yeah.
I suppose you really can't dance to that, can you?
I don't know. To describe it, it looks like kind of a very primitive dulcimer of sorts.
Yeah, mm-hmm. Yeah.
And then the wheel is attached to that, and it just spins around.
It does.
You can see this. Actually, if you go to Facebook
yes.
and you type in wheels, mm-hmm. you can see all of these pictures. They're all Dan's has the ones that we have photos of already are posted on there. And you can get kind of a sneak preview and look at them. Or you can also go to bconwa.com, which is Bike
Coalition of
the Ozarks, Northwest Arkansas.com,
yeah.
and find out more information about the whole project as well.
Mm-hmm. Donna Sterna and Kelly Mulholland are two of the organizers of the Wheels Benefit for the Safe Routes to School program. That program is administered by the Bicycle Coalition of the Ozarks. Friday night's event includes a silent auction of the wheel art you heard us talk about, as well as live music. It takes place at the Omni Center for Peace, Justice, and Ecology on Lee Street in Fayetteville. That's near Liquor World and Nibbles, just off of College Avenue. This is Ozarks at Large.